Caliban was a lost young child who lived in a cave high above the forest. Caliban would stand on the ledge of the cave's mouth and look at the lush green blanket of treetops. They imagined the clouds were more blankets, and that the whole world was tucked into a bed, and that Caliban was their benevolent sovereign who watched over them from their palace high atop the sacred mountain. But it wasn't a palace, and Caliban was as poor as anyone could be. There were bears they knew of that had more, for Caliban didn't even have a stash of berries now, and it was becoming clear every moment that they would have to climb down from the safety of the cave into the dark and dangerous forest below. They would have to explore under the covers, under the bed.
Welcome to Storytime, where all events and all experiences are reduced to stories with a beginning, a middle, and an end, or as we say here at Storytime, a head, a thorax, and an abdomen. Finding a story is like finding a clock in the forest. We are relieved that finally there is order amidst the chaos. Stories define us. It's like stripping all the flesh off of experience and getting down to the bones, which we can line up and make sense of. If there's a picture that is too complicated to memorize or interpret, just keep erasing parts of it until it takes the shape of something familiar. Make it your story. I'm out here in West Makington, in a tiny suburban neighborhood, to search out a story that is both hard to believe and absolutely expected. It's the story of a man named Don Bourgeoisie, who turned into a house and then back again. What's it like to be one of these suburban houses we have all seen, if not visited, or even grown up in? We're going to let him tell that story. Don? Yes, come on in. Thank you. Oh, nice house. I'm sure they appreciate that. Who appreciates that? The house. Ah, come on in, please, sit down. Don, I'm here to get your story. All right. What story is that?
The one where you turn into a house.
Oh, that's my actual life. That really happened.
I know. We'd love to hear the story.
It's not a story. It's something that occurred, like a concert or a disease.
Yes. Tell us about how it happened and what it was like.
So, take some of the events and plug them into the story template. So, for instance, take myself and say that I'm the main character.
Yes, exactly like that.
Well, where do I begin?
You decide.
I mean, if I start telling you things I remember, starting on the day I turned into a house, it'll leave you baffled as to why it happened. But if I begin with meeting Hardy White and the time machine, it could take a few years to tell. That's leaving out my life up to that point.
Well, just start on the day you turned into a house.
Start what?
The story.
All right. Once upon a time...
Except, I don't mean to interrupt you, but this really happened, right?
Yes, but in conjunction with other things, not by itself, like I'm implying. I mean, I turned into a house because of a time machine mishap, but there's other causes too, and then there's the whole dimension of my experience, which has some feelings so complicated I can only express them in sounds. Rhythmic, mournful sounds.
Just start with, my name is Don Bourgeoisie, and I was a house. Well, that sounds good. My name is Don Bourgeoisie, and I was a house. And as much as the feeling persists that a soul resides within, we rarely feel our ghost push up against the internal walls of our body. But if your consciousness resides in a house, you would acutely experience the pressure and constraint of the actual walls that now house your spirit. The firefly in the jar is at least twice imprisoned, by his body and by the jar, and by the earth itself. I hover over neighborhoods in my mind so I can walk the streets again, at least as a distant dreamer. I do this so often, I become a bird, and I'm free, finally, to sit on wires and treetops and make the whole sky my town. You became a bird also? I didn't have an actual bird body, no. We're trying to get your story here, Don, of how you turned into a house. And then what conflicts arose, and then what meaning you assigned to the whole thing. All right. The real estate agent walked through the house and told half-truths about the newness of the roof and the desirability of the neighborhood. He made sweeping gestures to indicate the space in the house was vast and the asking price, well, that could be negotiated. Can't everything be negotiated, even the truth? The couple will be happy here. And perhaps they need just a little push to take a risk. He saw visions of idyllic and harmonious days and lovely meals and emotional life events playing out for those who would live here. He was a benevolent storyteller, luring the dreamers and hopeful into a space. All right, this is very nice, Don. Could you start with the date you turned into a house? Like, it was November 2nd. It was just an ordinary day. Start with a date? Yes. Okay, that's not possible because there was no date. It was a time machine accident. It happened in between time, sort of. All right, just, you are asking me to assemble half-truths to make and argue for a particular worldview. That is not the way I experienced this event. It was complicated, confusing, outside of time, and for the most part, unrelatable chronologically. I can try to express what I felt, which is as close as you're gonna get, my friend.
On a very special Who's Got the Boss, Angela's gonna like what she sees for Godwin's sake. And then, it couldn't get any colder, and Bob Newhart's rocking the sock off on The Grown Ones. Sad hospital desperation. The doctors of oncology on call. She's flying circles around the competition, but can Carol Bird stick
You're listening... to Hardy White ASMR from his 2025 Marathon Premium. And this is the hour in which miracle nutrition usually takes place. But Hardy White, unfortunately, is ill with COVID. I kid you not. And he could not make it up to the station tonight, nor could he even make it in remotely because he's quite sick. And Vicki Bennett and I will be beseeching you to support Hardy White and Miracle Nutrition and to make your Get Well pledges at 800-989-9368. Hi, Vicki.
Hello there.
Has anybody called fresh yet?
They have. We've even had some phone calls, and someone's called in right now on the phone.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, very good. It's really funny listening in to Hearty there. So I actually forgot where I was, and I forgot I was on the radio, and I was thinking you were Hearty. Even after 5 years of being back to the station, you know, it's funny how that happens. So anyway, we have had some many pledges, and we could do with a few more in honor of WFMU and the sick Hearty White, who actually is on the comments board at WFMU.org
moment. Bless him. God
yes.
bless him.
So go in and say hello to Hearty.
And he's sick in more ways than one.
Oh, yes.
He actually is ill.
Yes.
With COVID, which is why he couldn't make it tonight. That's also why he had to cancel his one-man show scheduled for tomorrow night at Monty Hall. But he's also sick in a good way.
He's sick with all of us.
Yeah. He's a creative genius, I would say. And the kids call that being sick.
It is. It's yeah. Sick man.
Yeah. So we want you to show your support for Miracle Nutrition and the magic radio that Hardy White does here every Thursday night. I listen to it pretty much every week as I'm driving home. And it's absolutely incredible. And we hope to play you some of the little brilliant pieces that he's brought to you over the last couple of years to remind you how great Miracle Nutrition is and how unusual Hardy White's art is.
And we're actually talking over, we're whispering over his ASMR at the moment.
Right. Hardy knows the importance of a good night's sleep. So he has put together a marathon premium this year, which is 65 minutes of Hardy White ASMR radio sleep. So it's white noise. You can hear all that white noise. Ah, let it wash over you. And Hardy White yabbering away in the background to manufacture your Miracle Nutrition dreamscape.
It's what I imagine it being like listening from space. Except people would hear it in about a million years' time, wouldn't they? Because we'd be dead by then if they were there. I hope that makes sense.
Yes.
Yes.
Dead.
Shall I say thank you to a few people now?
Yes, please.
Okay, so we'd like to thank David in Bristol. But not our Bristol. Bristol VT. Where's VT?
Vermont.
There we go.
Wow.
I can feel a little pattern of bad pronunciation coming along here.
But I bet you those colonial Americans ripped off. It's probably based on the UK Bristol.
Yeah. It's probably... It's probably got an art center and lots of English people sitting around getting drunk by the water.
Yeah, you know those colonial Americans. It's like, we need another town name. I can't think of one. Can you think of one? We had this place back home in England called Bristol. Good enough.
That'll do.
Let's call it Bristol.
He says, get better hearty.
Yes. Let's have lots of Get Better Hardy pledges tonight. Because Hardy, genuinely, this is not a bit. I know sometimes you hear people doing things and saying things on WFMU, and you're wondering, is this shtick? Is this a bit? This is not a bit. Hardy White genuinely is down with COVID. He's quite sick. Couldn't even come in tonight remotely. Was supposed to get on a flight yesterday to fly up here.
Today.
To do the show live. He was supposed to do his annual one-man show in Monty Hall tomorrow night. But he has to take care of himself. And that's why it's me, Stace, and Vicky here beseeching you to support the art and the artist that is Hardy White.
Yeah, indeed. I phoned him 36 hours ago. I said, what time do you land? He says, well, if I've got COVID, I'm not sure. And so, oh, no, timing. So we'd like to thank Erin in Toronto, who says, thank you, Hearty, for a show that regularly brings me to tears with some nugget of much-needed wisdom delivered before I even realized I needed it. Yep, that's how it goes.
And it brings me to laughter.
Yeah.
Tears and laughter.
Yeah, his absurd.
Yeah.
Frankly absurd.
As Andy Breckman likes to say, you'll find yourself laughing, and then you'll find yourself
wiping away
a little tear.
Yes.
That's Hardy White in a nutshell.
It is. And we'd like to say thank you to Joe in Brookhaven, who says, Hearty makes me want to revel in my mediocrity.
Hell yeah. We'd mediocrity.
Like, absolutely. Surrounded by it. We're a little floating island on top of that muddy mediocrity. We'd like to thank Dan in Rahway. Sorry you aren't feeling well, Hearty. There's a little kind of a, you know, I can see a pattern here. Hope my pledge makes you feel a little better.
Thank you, Hardy, for not bringing your COVID into WFMU. somebody did leave today.
Yes.
Who didn't feel well. I sent her home, and she immediately tested positive for COVID. So we're all a little worried.
But we've all got hand sanitizer, and we're wiping everything all the time. So it's okay.
And we're hoarding toilet paper all over again.
Yeah.
Just like the old days.
Yeah, out of our back pockets.
Was that an American thing or was that worldwide?
No, we really did that.
In England, they also hoarded toilet paper?
Well, we were queuing up for it at the supermarket, and we were only allowed, like, one packet each.
Good God.
Yeah,
how did that go global?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it's also unfair because some people poo more than others.
It made no sense whatsoever. It was based on nothing.
I know.
It was based on nothing.
Yeah, I mean, what about shampoo or...
Oh, my God.
We'd like to thank the Perrin family in Olive Bridge.
Yay, Perrin family.
Hearty really is a spiritual leader.
He
Get
is.
Well soon.
He's WFMU's own spiritual leader.
We'd like to thank Devin in Seattle. Thanks, Ken and Vicky. Feel better soon, Hearty.
Yay.
And do get on the comments board at WFMU.org. Hearty is on there until he kills over. I have to keep reminding myself he's not actually dead, because it's kind of, we keep saying stuff to him like he's dead.
Yeah.
Hearty isn't dead.
No. No, he's not dead at all. I don't know why you even bring that up.
Long live Hearty. Hearty's not dead.
He's totally... Hearty White is completely alive.
He is. We're not covering anything up.
Yeah, I don't know why people keep referring to him as dead. He's just sick.
Yeah,
he's not dead.
There's no false pretenses here whatsoever in getting your money, because Hearty White isn't dead.
Yeah, he's most likely going to be back alive next week.
Yeah, possibly in a few months' time. Next year, maybe. Maybe 5 years.
Try our changing rooms. You will not get cooked.
I don't know what that meant. Thank you, Melinda, in Asheville, North Carolina even.
Thank you.
And thank you to Aaron in Lusby. Lusby? Lusby. Lusby.
Where?
Lusby.
Lusby where?
Maryland. Maryland.
Oh, Maryland.
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 Hearty White is one of the great artists of our time. Correct.
He sure is.
Yeah. And Anne, who is sitting with Hearty right now, I'm sure.
Oh, thank you, Anne.
Hi, Anne. Much love from Lexington. Same back at you, Anne.
Vicky and Ken here, filling in for Miracle Nutrition for the COVID-ridden Hearty White, who is at home in Kentucky and could not come in tonight even remotely to do the marathon show. So we're hoping that you can make a pledge of any amount at 800-989-9368 or online at WFMU.org. And we're going to be playing some choice Hearty White bits. You know, I listen as I drive home to Miracle Nutrition every Thursday night. And once in a while, I hear something that Hearty has done, and I just think that this is absolutely incredible. How can he have put so much work into this, and it airs one time?
Yeah.
And whoever just happened to be listening at this moment heard this, and everybody else missed it. And one of the things that he did was a parody American television show from the 1970s called The Blue File. And I want to play that. I want to play it maybe in two parts. All the parts are played by Hearty White. All the sound effect, all the production is done by Hearty White. It absolutely blew me away when I heard this a few months ago. So we're going to play this in two parts while you call us at 800-989-9368 or online at WFMU.org and make a Get Well pledge to Hearty White. We'll be back in around 8 minutes. Here's the first half of Hearty White's 1970s TV show.
And he's not dead, by the way. He's not dead.
Completely not dead. The Blue File.
Played on Broadway for many, many months. Would you welcome, please, Miss Lauren McCall?
Hello.
Whoever has the blue file is in danger.
Who is this?
Don't take the blue envelope. If you do, you're dead.
This is Hearty White speaking. Who am I speaking with, please?
The blue folder. They'll come for it. They'll kill you.
Now, hang on. Is it a folder or a file? I'm getting a pen to write down. Hang on.
Beware. No. No. No, don't. No.
Hello? Hello? Oh. Huh. Well. hurry up and find that envelope.
I'm looking.
He says it's blue.
I don't see anything blue. Come on.
20% chance of rain overnight and then clearing mid-morning.
Shut that thing off. I hit it by mistake. Nobody's gonna hear us out here. Must have taken it with him.
Too late to get breakfast.
What do you mean by this?
I mean, is it too late to get breakfast?
Breakfast is just the name of a meal. Any food can be breakfast.
No, I was referring to traditional breakfast food.
Whose tradition?
I don't know.
Well, name a food.
I don't know. Meat. A side dish or drink.
Do you think you could be more specific?
Of course. Breakfast meat. Breakfast side dish.
Who cares? Do you have the envelope?
No, but there's a funny story that goes with it.
You are wasting my time. Where is the blue file?
That is part of the comedy element. You see, we don't know.
Well, you better know and fast. Or you will have time for breakfast, death.
The Oldsmobile Grand Mark has a special something. It's not the front-wheel drive, train power system, or engine capacity, horsepower voted among the industry best. It's not the safety or design record even. It's the feeling you get when you sit behind the wheel. It's a statement of pride. It's me and my olds.
Cole Brothers Oldsmobile.
I like flavor.
I like flavor.
I like flavor.
I like flavor.
And I like flavor.
My whole family likes flavor, especially in their bread. That's why I serve them flavor bread. The most flavorful bread there is for sandwiches, or just eating anytime.
Flavor bread.
Flavor bread.
TBC, Channel 9 in Bropus.
Look at that, Hardy.
Thanks, Marjorie.
Butch, that should fix it for you.
Ah, thanks, man. I appreciate it. I can take apart and reassemble a 68 Chevy Nova, but these 69s, they're a mystery to me.
Ah, no problem, man. My grandmother had one. I used to work on it.
Well, I can't pay you in money, but the least I can do is let you buy me lunch.
Well, I'd be willing to do that.
Oh, I'm putting you on. You can just make me lunch.
You're a real pal, Butch.
By the way, whatever became of that blue envelope case?
It was more like just a phone call. That weird guy called saying blue folder, and then nothing since. Thank God.
Yeah, count your blessings. You know, there can be too much excitement sometimes.
I know what you mean.
Oh, spoke too soon. Did you see where it came from? Over there, the parking lot. Be careful, Butchie. I think I hit him. You okay? Yeah, I'm all right.
Dang it.
Bourgeoisie, get over here.
Coming, Captain.
Yes, Captain, what is it?
So this, Hardy White, he's a friend of yours.
Hardy White, yes, he is a friend of mine.
Well, there's been a shooting over at his place.
Oh, good Lord.
Well, why don't you get over there and see what happened?
Oh, I will, right away, Captain. And then,
And then file a police report.
Yes.
Because you're a police sergeant. And that's what they do.
Yes, of course, Captain. I know all that. I used to be a real estate agent, but now I'm a police officer.
Go!
Do those wrinkles in your shirt...
That was the first half of Hardy White's 1970s cop show, The Blue File, playing for you tonight. While Hardy White convalesces at home in Kentucky, he's down with COVID, could not make it in for the marathon. So it's me here with Vicki Bennett, beseeching you to show your support for Hardy White and Miracle Nutrition. Vicki, has anybody done so?
Yes, they have. We'd like to say thank you to Mark in Orem. WFMU's archive of Miracle Nutrition is what gets me through my own injuries and illnesses. I'm sorry I couldn't have given Hearty the same in return. That's very nice.
Thank you.
Sean in Anacortes, Washington, Anacortes, pledging to Hearty's health.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you. Yes, Jason in Minneapolis. Get well, Hearty. Love you, Ken and Vicki.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you. Chris in Burlington. Thanks, Hearty, for helping all of us weirdos feel better, or feel sick, actually. That's my bit. I said the sick.
Yeah.
We'd like to say thank you to Donald in Suffern. Keep on keeping on. And we'd like to hear...
That's another name ripped off from the UK, probably,
is it,
right?
Suffern? No.
No?
No.
There's no Suffern in UK?
No, there's Suffolk. But
oh,
Suffern.
Okay.
And we'd like to keep those pledges coming in at wfmu.org/pledge. And Hearty is on the comments. Get on there and wish him well.
You can also call us at 800-989-9368. Vicki, how did you... tell me about the first time you heard Hardy White.
Well, it was you that actually got me onto him. You kept going, do you know Hearty White? Have you heard Hearty White? And because of the time difference, I actually hadn't, because he was on like our midnight, in the UK. And then I did get onto listening to him. And I remember finding some of his videos on Facebook. And he was wandering around in his back garden going, never give up, never give up, never give up. And I thought, wow, you're amazing. And... So I messaged him through Facebook and invited him to do Optimized, which was the online radio station that we did on WFMU in 2016. And he did a piece for that. And then we just kept talking after that.
Wow. Yeah. And now you two have become collaborators off the radio as well.
Yeah, we have. Yeah. We were both at Erlanger House in Illinois, host of Kevin Hamilton last November, doing lots of interviews with people who we didn't understand. And then also he came over to my artist residency at Cafe Oto a couple of years ago and gave us all COVID.
Oh, so this isn't the first time he's had COVID.
Oh, no. Oh. Every time he goes out, the COVID. Yeah.
He's an old pro.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
But he's not faking it here, is he?
No, he isn't. No,
he really is genuinely sick.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He's not dead, though.
No, completely alive. And we wish him a speedy recovery. And to those of you who did buy tickets to his one-man show scheduled for tomorrow night at Monty Hall, we will email you when and if we can reschedule that, which we certainly hope to do. But it all depends on how quickly he gets better and, what his schedule is like and all that. Tonight is the second and final edition of Miracle Nutrition during our annual fundraiser. And if you appreciate Hardy White and this amazing thing that he does on the radio, We would love to hear from you at 800-989-9368. I discovered Hardy White. We had a coder named Brett who was coming to the radio station a few days a week to do software coding for us. And he started telling me about this amazing radio show from a guy named Hardy White who was a friend of his. And was I interested in hearing some of it, because he was looking to get back on the radio. And Brett gave me a tape or a digital file, and I listened to maybe 1 minute of it, and I said, I love it. it really was the fastest decision I've ever made for a radio show. I just, like, within 1 minute of hearing him talk, it's like, I'm sold.
Yep.
That's it. I want it. And so that was it. It was the quickest audition ever.
And
he immediately got on the air and has been delighting people and entertaining people and providing spiritual guidance, most importantly, to them ever since.
And absurd guidance at the same time. Hard to tell them apart, but that there's a pattern to that as well in human history.
Do you know how he works on the typical Miracle Nutrition show?
Yes.
I think I wonder, and I think a lot of people wonder, is it completely improvised, or is he working from notes? Or
I think it varies. I think he records his show on a Wednesday normally, and I think he starts mulling it over like during the weekend, and then he starts really bringing it together on a Monday. And if he's doing the one with all the different parts, he'll start recording those bits then, or he'll do the monologue maybe a little nearer the Wednesday. I'm sure he's like yelling at me on the comments board at the moment about this. But it literally is his routine every week, is that he's immersing in this world. And which I think is really wild is after it's done each week, he doesn't care. It's gone. Whereas me, I'll immerse in something and I'll never come out. You know, I just keep going and I can't stop. Whereas he will do that one thing and then done, like that. And it's just amazing.
I know, it's amazing. When I contacted him after I heard the blue file that we were just listening to for the first time, and I said, I'm like, that was amazing. Mm. And I mentioned, I think, that I wanted to rerun it, and it's like he didn't care.
No.
It's like it was done. And then even when we were planning tonight's show, filling in for him, he sent it to me. He said, oh, here's that thing you liked.
Well,
I mean, it was just like so dismissive. It's like this... You know, I would be trying to get this out there. I would be, like, trying to get it rebroadcast not only on WFMU, but I'd be sending it to other radio stations, trying to get them to play it.
Well, I know what he'd say to that is, I've got a short attention span. That is what he'd say. Actually, he just says something in comments.
We are waiting.
Every show is different.
We are waiting to hear from people to call in and show their appreciation. And send a Get Well message to Hardy White at 800-989-9368 or online at WFMU.org. A few more pledges, and then we will hear the exciting conclusion of Hardy White's 1970s TV cop show, The Blue File.
And I'd like to say thanks to my mom, also called Anne, in Suffolk, UK.
Thanks, Anne.
I'd like to say thanks to Andrew in Fort Lee.
We have a Suffolk County.
Yeah, you do. Around
Long
here,
Island.
Isn't it?
Yeah, they ripped that off from England.
I know.
Yeah. And Bayonne in New Jersey, they ripped that off from France.
Yeah, right.
Bayonne, France.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, how hard is it to come up with a town name?
No, but we rip off French as well, you know, with the snow peas and the courgettes and the aubergines.
Well, but that was because the Normans conquered you.
Well, it's also because we had to speak French for a while in our country.
Yeah, from the Norman invasion. Yeah.
I mean, who wants to do that?
Yeah. But I'm talking about, like, the American, you know, the colonial Americans, they weren't under the conquest of the French. They could have come up with any town name they darn well pleased, and they just ripped off all these British and French town names.
And now, thank you to Eliza in Shawangunk.
Shawangunk.
Yes. That's ripped off.
That's ripped off from the Native Americans. That's ripped off from the Lenape people.
Yep.
Shawangunk.
And thanks to Anthony in New Amsterdam.
There's a Stockholm. There's a Stockholm, New Jersey. There's a Berlin, New Jersey.
Are you dumb?
Yeah, I'm dumb.
Okay, right. Thanks to Joseph in Staten Island.
That's an American name.
Yeah.
Staten Island.
Thank you to Mark in West Orange.
Thank you, Mark.
This is Mark from Twitter. I started listening to Hearty White a few months ago. thank you, Mark, for listening.
Anybody else?
Yes, thank you, Mike, from Water, New Jersey.
They named the town after water?
Waterton.
Oh, Waterton.
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 Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
It's almost
Mike.
It's almost named after water.
Weird. Also,
it's basically a shortened version of Watertown.
Well, it's like wharf.
Oh, Wharton.
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 Oh, okay, Wharton.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
That sounds British to me.
Yeah, yeah. We'd like to say thanks to Tom, who's sitting behind me right now.
Tom from Manchester,
Tom from
England,
Manchester.
England.
Yes.
Across the Atlantic Sea.
Yep, there he is. Thank you also to Tom in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro. Now there's a Merkin name.
Thank you to Trevor from Brooklyn. My transistor radio is literally glued to 91.9 because they wouldn't be listening. We are
91.9
as well.
We are 91.9 in parts of New York.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I started nearly reeling off the ID there. Thank you to TL Popejoy. I'm sorry if that was the whole name, but I'm confused.
Thank you, TL.
Yeah. Thank you to Ian in Craftsbury, Vermont. Say thank
and
you.
Thank you. anybody else? One more?
Yeah, all right, one more. Thank you to Patrick in Brooklyn, who says, I bought a blue folder last week and I'm wondering if I should get rid of it, right?
Yeah, hide it.
Yes.
Hide it, for crying out loud.
Yep.
We're going to hear the exciting conclusion now of Hardy White's the rejected TV pilot for his 1970s cop show, The Blue File, and we would like to hear from you to show your appreciation and your get well message to Hardy White at 800-989-9368. And now, the exciting conclusion of The Blue File.
Over there and see what happened.
Oh, I will, right away, Captain. And then,
file a police report.
Yes.
Because you're a police sergeant. And that's what they do.
Yes, of course, Captain. I know all that. I used to be a real estate agent, but now I'm a police officer.
Go!
Do those wrinkles in your shirt got you down, buddy? Are you looking like you slept in your clothes? Well, you need a blast of blast is all in your dryer's wrinkle-free finish cycle. And you'll look like the million bucks you ought to, buddy. There, that's my wrinkle-free blast, buddy. Blast. Blasts out wrinkles and blasts your worries away.
On Dinkus's Pride, Dinkus is torn between the love of his family and his dreams of chasing the stars.
I'm going to the stars. It's what makes me happy.
Until fate intervenes.
Your mother is sick, Dinkus.
And on a brand new episode of There and Mac Again, JC gets a taste of his own medicine.
Oh, this is terrible.
I know. I made it.
And Ed ain't gonna like it. Dinkus and There and Mac Again, back to back. It's gonna be a TBC Sunday night.
I need a nice cola. I need a cola that's nice. I need a nice cola. I need a nice cola. I need a nice cola. I need a cola that's nice. I need a nice cola. Nice cola. Nice.
Nice cola.
Once upon a time, all the crops failed in Cornland.
What will we do?
Oh, we're out of niblets.
But then they discovered Golden Nugget frozen corn.
And now we're saved.
Golden Nugget frozen corn. It's like something out of a fairy tale.
Nice strike, Hardy. Oh, hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Butch. Why are you here? You bowling? Ah, no. Oh, hope you're not here on business.
Business? Are they putting the bowling alley on the market?
No, I'm not a real estate agent anymore, Butchie. I'm a police sergeant.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I'm here to talk about the shooting. Well, we already told everything we know to the detectives who responded to the scene.
Yeah, like I didn't return fire.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
Well, my captain asked me to talk to you because he knows we're friends. I guess he thought you might be more candid with me.
Candid? You're calling us liars?
Oh, of course not. But maybe you forgot something, or it had to do with your, you know, unofficial detective work or time travel, and I can see you not mentioning that.
You better not mention it, you rat.
Butchie, I'm sorry. Is there some case you're working on that might have gotten you in trouble with dangerous types? Not that I know of. We found a dog for Dolly the seamstress. Oh, she did some alterations for me.
Yeah, good tailor. Hate her dog.
Well, we really don't have any cases going at the moment.
Except the blue envelope.
The blue envelope? Blue envelope, blue folder, blue file. I've never seen it. An anonymous caller described it over the phone and said it was a dangerous item that would get whoever had it killed. Well, maybe that's it. Do you have it? No, I don't have it. I don't think so. We don't have it, right, Butch? Butchie?
Yeah, you don't have it.
You have it?
Well, not on me. It came in the mail. I immediately hid it because I sensed danger.
Well, that's probably why they came looking for you. But you do know where it is. That's equally dangerous.
Yeah, but there's one good thing about it.
What's that?
I forgot where I put it. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, well, they don't know that. Run!
Hey, Connor.
Go! Watch out, Butch.
They're on the other side.
He headed out the back door. I'll follow him.
I'll circle around. Hey, Hardy, did you get him?
Lost him, Don. Nearly had him. Dang it.
You two are lucky you didn't get killed.
Okay.
And you're lucky you didn't kill anyone. Why did you return fire in a crowded bowling alley?
Sorry, Captain. It was the real estate agent instinct in me. I couldn't resist the urge to a speedy counteroffer.
Now, all of you, go home before you cause more trouble.
But Captain, I think we found out something about the case. There's a blue folder.
I'm about to blow a folder if you don't get out of my office now.
See, somebody isn't interested in solving cases. Come on, Butch. I'm sorry, you guys. I'll walk you out. I'm sorry the captain won't listen, but I will.
Thanks, Don. I mean, we don't have much to go on. Butchie didn't even read the file, so we don't even know what's in it, did you, Butch? Butch?
Maybe a little. Butchie? Something about shipping routes or something involving illegal something-something? Well, that could be a valuable clue.
Hey! That's the guy. That's him in that car there.
Oh, he sees us.
Go, go, let's go. I'll follow you in my police van.
Hey,
That was the exciting conclusion of Hardy White's 1970s TV cop show, The Blue File, here on the 2025 WFMU Fundraising Marathon, where Hardy White is missing. He's homesick, couldn't make it to the marathon here, couldn't make it to his one-man show tomorrow night, but we are still raising funds for WFMU.
You two are lucky you didn't get killed.
Okay.
Anyway, why did you return fire in a crowded bowling alley?
Was that from the Blue File?
Oh, no,
I missed it.
We should have loaded it into a sample player, shouldn't we? All this
Dinkus's
stuff.
Pride.
What else do we have going on here? Ah!
Wee-hee! Yes.
Pledge. What to do when you're selling the houses of the dead.
There we go. 800-989-9368 is the phone number. WFMU.org, the web address. Hardy couldn't make it here. He's several states away, and he is sick with COVID. So we are here, Vicky and Stace here, trying to raise money for Miracle Nutrition and for WFMU.
He's way more than several states away, I'm telling you.
Yes, that's true.
And there's just 10 minutes left to pledge in this year's marathon for Hearty White. So if you're listening in and you're lurking and you're thinking about it, could you do it now and we'll read your name out over the air. What more could you want? And we'd like to thank some more people. Elizabeth in New Paltz, New York.
Thanks, yeah. Elizabeth.
Andrew in New York.
Thanks, Andrew. I like how you're pausing to let me thank you.
Yeah, of course I am.
It's really something.
Yes, all right. Chris in Ridgewood, New Jersey.
Thanks, Chris. I mean, most DJs are not that polite.
Yeah, I'm very polite.
Yeah.
Anne in Brooklyn.
Thanks, Anne.
Dan in Portland.
Thank you, Dan.
Stop it. Joshua in Baltimore.
Thanks, Joshua.
RB in Tenafly.
Thank you, RB.
Michael in Warwick.
Thanks, Michael.
Daniel in Bayonne.
Thank you.
Rob in New Haven.
Thank you, Rob.
Capacity Coffee. Don't know what that's about. Jersey City.
Oh, Capacity Coffee's the best.
Oh, I see what's going on here.
I'm sure he wanted us to say that.
Ryan in Baltimore.
Thank you, Ryan.
Ron in Tonawanda.
Thank you, Ron. Good job with Tonawanda.
Tonawanda.
I can't think of a better way to pronounce that.
Tonawanda.
I think you did great with Tonawanda.
Tonawanda. Victor in Winnetka.
Winnetka. Big noise from Winnetka. Thank you.
Winnetka. Stephen in Brooklyn.
Thanks, Stephen.
Lee in Oklahoma City.
Thanks, Lee.
Adam in Mount Vernon.
Thank you.
Paula in Loja, Ecuador.
Wow.
Nice. Nice.
Ecuador. Wow, we don't have many pledges coming from South America.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Michael in Philadelphia.
Thanks, Michael.
Ed in Graham, Washington.
Thank you.
Mike in Newport.
Thank you.
Jason in Brooklyn.
Oh, is that Mike in Newport? Oh, that I think I know that, Mike. Thank you.
Mike N.
Yes.
In Newport.
Thanks, Mike.
Jason in Brooklyn.
Thanks, Jason.
Andrew in New Paltz.
Thanks, Andrew.
Andrew in Hollywood, Florida.
Thank you, Andrew.
Michael in Lawrence, Kansas.
Thank you.
Sarah in East Grand Rapids. Why are you pausing?
I wanted to see what you would do.
I was going to do that, weren't I?
Yeah.
Rachel in Sacramento.
Thanks, Rachel.
Kaisha in Walla Walla. I've been there.
Oh, Walla Walla, Washington. What's it like? What's Walla Walla really like?
It's a university town with lots of cafes.
Nice.
It's nice. It is nice. Ben in Belmont.
Thank you, Ben.
Logan in Richmond.
Thanks, Logan.
Catherine in Portland. Or Portland, Maine.
Catherine, right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
What?
Am I right, Catherine?
What are you going on about? Derek in Brooklyn.
Thanks, Derek.
Julia in New York.
Thanks, Julia.
Greg in Chico. I don't even know why you think that's funny.
Never mind.
Kurt in Memphis.
Am I right, Kurt?
Yeah, whatever. Zena in Gilbertsville.
Thanks, Zena.
Jeff in Maplewood.
Jeff, right?
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff.
Dylan in Washington,
thanks,
Columbia.
Dylan.
Patrick in Westfield.
Thank you. Man, this is a lot of people.
Well, I wasn't doing it fast
enough.
Wow. And we're just running out of time now.
This is a lot of people.
I know. They didn't all just pledge either.
Oh, are you reading them a second time?
No. Oh, no.
Okay, good.
No,
good.
No, they're the pre-pledgers.
Oh, these are the pre-pledgers.
And I didn't pace myself.
Oh, I see.
And now I've got to do it all.
Oh, no,
and
you don't.
And you keep talking to me.
Gotcha.
Josh in Arlington. Go on.
Thanks, Josh.
Christian in London.
Thanks, Christian.
Greg in North Mankato.
Thank you.
Paul in St. Joseph.
You know, it would be nice if new people were pledging.
Well, yeah. How about that?
Yeah,
Stop listening and phone up.
How about some new people pledging for Hardy White at 800-989-9368? That's the phone number. The web pledge address is WFMU.org.
I mean, surely it's not that interesting what I'm doing. What?
You two are lucky you didn't get killed.
All right, thanks.
Said Hardy White.
Okay. Shall I ask? I'll just finish this piece of paper if you don't mind. Greg in North Matt, I did that. Paul in St. Joseph. Jeremy in El Cerrito and Nico in San Francisco.
Thank you.
We've got less than 5 minutes now, and I'd like to thank the phone room, Erin, Matt, Scott and Tom, all who have travelled from afar.
Thank you all.
Yes. And
did you know that Scott P. is the guy who coded the WFMU Archive Bunker app?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a great guy, great coder, great app.
Yes.
It gives access to the last 25 years worth of WFMU archives. Hundreds of shows that never appear on the regular WFMU app.
I would also like to thank Nick the Bard, who is downstairs cooking everyone dinner, and he's got an eye patch.
Oh, thank you, Nick the Bard. Oh, that's always a big day when Nick the Bard cooks a meal for us. Bailey and Mahogany are coming right up. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. 3 minutes more.
Let's get the phone ringing. And
three minutes more to show your support for Miracle Nutrition and Hardy White.
So 800-989-9368. Yes. We've got the first phone ringing. Let's get the second one ringing. We'd like to thank Rain in Baltimore, who I know. Hello. We'd like to thank Keith in Belmore, New York. We'd like to thank Matt P. in Hastings-on-Hudson. I got confused by where he was, because there's a Hastings in the UK as well. We'd like to thank Michael in Dingman's Ferry, Jeffrey in Montvale, Rachel in Brooklyn, Kevin in Montclair. And that's where we're up to. We've got a second phone is ringing now. That's great. WFMU.org/pledge. We have less than 3 minutes left because I don't know how long the 7-second delay is, but it's longer than that, I'm telling you. All that swearing I was doing, he kept pressing the dump button.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't hit the dump button. The first rule of the F Club is that the F Club never happened.
You've hit the dump button on me even when I pronounce city names. You hit the dump button on me last time I was on 3 times when I pronounced the same city name 3 times. It didn't sound like a bad word.
Tonawanda?
I don't know.
Did I take issue with Tonawanda or
I can't remember.
Booton?
I can't remember.
Charlton?
I don't know.
Lake Hiawatha?
I'm not listening now.
800-989-9368. 1 minute left to show your support for Hardy White and Miracle Nutrition here on WFMU. We wish him well. We hope that he recovers soon. And we hope he's back with his regular show next week, but we don't know because he's quite sick.
Well, it looks like we've got a second call.
He's quite sick, really.
A second pledge, from Todd in Vilcabamba, and that's Loja, so that was Ecuador again.
Oh, Vilcabamba.
Thank you.
That's great. That's right next to La Bamba.
Josh in Brooklyn.
Thank you, Josh, very much.
And I've got a couple more coming through. Say something, I'm typing.
Okay, we want to thank everybody who has pledged tonight to Miracle Nutrition and everybody who has pledged so far. The WFMU 2025 Fundraising Marathon is running until Sunday night at midnight. We have a great gap to fill by Sunday night at midnight. So please keep pledging at WFMU.org or 800-989-9368. Last pledge, Vicky.
Thank you, Mike, in Hyattsville.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Thank you, Vicky. Good luck tonight down at Monty Hall.
Thanks very much.
And thanks, everybody in the phone room. Stay tuned for Mahogany with Bailey.
name was Ebony. Her name was Mahogany. Twins' 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 name was Ebony. Name was Ebony. Her name was Mahogany. Twins' name was Ebony.